The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He deserves all praise because all good originates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all good returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you and I indulge in dhikr, when you and I indulge in reflecting about what comes in the future, meaning that we are aware of the Day of Judgment, we are aware of Allah, as Allah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, that they believe, in other words, in the return of Allah, they long for it. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ, they believe in the return of Allah. They know that they came from Allah, and they know they will return to Allah, and they know that it is Allah who sustains them. And Allah says, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا, that they remember Allah much. These are the ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infusing this iman within us. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُ إِيمَانًا مَعْ إِيمَانِهِمْ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim in verse number 27, Allah says, Allah will establish in strength. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will establish in strength those who believe with the word that stands firm in this world and in the hereafter. The firmness of this word, كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا, is the one who recognizes the haqq, the truth. The truth of Allah, the truth of Allah's mercy, the truth of His creation, the truth of Him creating us due to His mercy, the truth of our imminent return, and the truth of the Day of Judgment, and the truth of paradise, and the truth of hell, and the truth of rewards, and the truth of punishment, the truth of the Holy Prophet, who are guides, the truth of the Quran and the scriptures that preceded, and the truth of the Imams that came after the Holy Prophet. All of these are essential for you and I to really understand with firmness what our obligations and duties are in this world. So now when we live a life of precariousness and we're vulnerable, we have to address vulnerabilities. It's like a phobia. When you have a phobia, you must address it. You must approach it. Otherwise, it'll cause harm and degradation in our lifestyles. It'll cause harm in how we deal with the world, and it'll never let us grow properly. Facing this vulnerability, the weakness, Iblis says, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Here, Iblis is using the opposite term of thabit, غَوَى. غَوَى meaning beguile, to fool, to take us into a state of quandary, to throw wool over our eyes, to disguise things, to make them glittery when they're not there, to give us mirages so that we get in a state of trepidation. Because Allah says, mankind has been made, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ حَلُوًا, he's been created in haste, that mankind has to sort of stabilize themselves and think long term and project the future. And what's the objective of such projections? Nothing but to promote good and forbid evil, and to be firm and strong against evildoers. But you find that that requires a will, a vision, long-term vision. When you look in the Quran, where Allah elevates and raises the standards through the examples of His representatives, that what was the qualities that they possessed that you and I should possess in order for us to be in their footsteps? One was they had long-term vision. They were constantly aware of the Day of Judgment. If you look at Quranic verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly elevating personalities. And when they're asked in the Quran by people, or they are making comments themselves, they always state about the Day of Judgment, about their death, about the future. Even Sulaiman, when he's riding with his horses, in pomp and glory, and the insects are talking, he says, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. My Lord, Rabbi awzi'ni, invoke in me gratitude for all the gifts that you've given me and my parents. Notice, to be in that powerful position where you can execute, you have wealth, you have power, yet you're completely connected with Allah, where all you're thinking about is Allah and His mercy. And you're in such a state of gratitude that while you are being gifted with so much ni'mah, that you're always thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kalimatin tayyib. This is the one where you are in that great position, but you're constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who is the giver, the beneficent, the merciful. And that this horse that I'm riding, and then all these insects that I can listen to, they're all a gift and a grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never does Sulaiman for a split second forget that. And Allah exposes that. When you and I have those kinds of thoughts, our vulnerabilities will be subdued. Our weaknesses within us will go away and we will become strong. Our footings will get stronger. Our behavior will become more predictable. We will not be erratic, and we will not swing in moods. Some people swing in moods because of the uncertainty factor of life. Today, we're living in a global pandemic situation. It's causing a lot of stress to the human being, a lot of stress. The uncertainty of the economy, the uncertainty of life, the uncertainty of health. Even with the schooling system, parents are finding themselves in a very precarious situation. They are working parents. They're earning a living, while at the same time, their children are now being blocked from going to school, generally speaking. Some schools are open. Many are not open. And then the all online process is so uncharted. And every human being knows that the social interaction of a child with other children in a socially conducive environment is superior to any electronic, what we call, systems that emulates reality. So then it's a very precarious situation. You feel vulnerable. What will happen to my child? How will my child learn if I have to constantly keep them in the house? What sort of characteristics will they develop? Will they be normal? Will they be healthy? But by the same token, if they were to go to a public school or to a school where, let's say, health is not very much considered a priority, or even if it is, what if my child catches a contagion that may lead to their loss of life? This is very difficult to deal with. And what does a person do then? You have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to now beg from Him, and you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us security. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِنِي وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْكِينِ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ. He it is who creates. He it is who quenches our thirst. He it is who cures us when we're ill.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim Amen.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.